time for Setting the Bar story, Kelly, which is...
That's an example of what not to do. Yeah. Or a situation we hope doesn't happen to you.
All right. So we've always heard, like, hey, be aware of your surroundings. And, you know, we talk about that a lot. There is a line, though, where it turns into kind of being nosy and then just absolutely inconveniencing everyone. So that's kind of where we're in. If you can manage to make it through the day without misinterpreting a text message not intended for you, causing your flight to turn around and go home.
What?
You're doing okay.
What in the world happened mid-flight?
Yeah, so this passenger saw RIP on another passenger's phone, misinterpreted that as a security threat. America Airlines confirmed, well, America Airlines turned around and went back to San Juan. It was a flight from San Juan to Dallas.
And because of RIP?
Yep.
What is that supposed to mean?
Yeah, I don't know. So American Airlines, the airlines that it happened, confirmed that the threat was non-credible. Basically, once they got home, checked everything out, and then realized, oh, no, actually, it was just a family death or a death in the family, and the message was meant as a gesture of condolence, that, all right, we're good to go, and go again.
Were they thinking it's like, oh, a bomb threat just came in on that phone, and
so,
we turned around?
Yeah, that's kind of what I was thinking. You know, obviously, they say safety and security, top priorities. They apologize to any inconvenience, yada, yada, yada. But it's like... You're that passenger and you see RIP and that's what you immediately go to?
I automatically think, oh, there was probably a death in that person's life.
Yeah.
Like either a family member or a friend.
Is that me being naive or just not freaking out at every little thing?
I don't know. Is there like, you know, a secret, I guess, symbol or secret message system that we're unaware of that
so I don't know again I don't know how like the person who saw the RIP convinced the airline to check it out and or
no,
maybe
no I think there's a bomb in the, or, on the plane.
Well, if they say that, I mean, maybe there is one of those like rules where they say, hey, we have to check everything out, like we can't just afford to go, oh, well, maybe.
Well, then they do an emergency landing, like on the route. How long did it take for
them
to
was from
turn around and get back?
Puerto Rico to Dallas, so maybe it was over water, and maybe the closest like airport was
having to turn around.
San Juan,
oh,
yeah,
goodness.
Exactly. So, anyways, that's the Setting the Bar.
What did they tell the crowd? Oh, we're gonna have to circle back and
we're good.
Turn around for no particular reason. We're just gotta check some stuff out. Sorry, it's gonna be fine.
Yeah.
Like, that not cause
concern?
Yeah,
I don't know. But
this whole thing is bizarre.
Yep. Again, if you can manage to make it through the day.
Just keep yourself, stop looking at other people's phones.
I know. Without eavesdropping on someone's phone, misinterpreting what you see, and then freaking out and causing an inconvenience to everybody.
Or tap on the shoulder and say, are you up to no good? Tell somebody
excuse me. Do I need to confiscate your phone and see what's going on there?
Or do I say my condolences?
Yeah, I don't know. That is your Setting the Bar story on 99.7 DJX.